Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I've got a story that reminds you that even in crime, there's an order of operations.
Okay. I've got a story of, man, how do things just keep getting stuck up there?
Okay.
I told you that in private.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
A man in Florida!
Florida!
You're going to lose your voice.
Yeah. Okay. I'm concerned for you. Okay. So a man in Florida was arrested.
Let's go!
Oh, my God.
Let's!
A man was arrested.
There you go.
And they booked him into jail.
Uh-huh.
And while they were there, they found, during their cavity search,
quote, he has cavities?
They said it was the largest item they have ever seen
in a cavity.
Wow. In his cavity. It was a full-sized thermos.
Oh.
Was he planning on getting arrested?
I don't think so, but he's been doing drugs for 3 decades, so at this point it might just be
no breaks,
part of the routine.
Like, all drugs, no. Okay.
Yep. Not really sure.
What was it? Do we know the contents of the thermos?
No, and we don't know the brand either.
A latte?
Yeah.
Don't know if it was like a Stanley.
Yeah. Ooh, that has the handle.
Yeah. And to think Erica brings one in.
She was probably trying to smuggle them, but...
Yeah. How do we know Erica doesn't bring two in?
And,
you don't. All right. My story's out of... the UK.
Hello, Governor.
Yes. In the UK, was going to rob a bank.
He's
going to
rob a bank, is he?
He said, I'm going to rob the bank today.
Right,
I'm going to get some euros.
Is that what they use?
Okay.
I'm going to speak in my normal voice now.
Right,
so
that's
he was
better.
Kind of excited and, kind of getting ready. And so in the car, he put on his ski mask.
That's what you do.
Okay.
Problem is... it was one of those banks that you had to buzz to be let in.
Oh, yeah, that's how
it works. Oh, so
he
thought...
he went to Gringotts?
Yeah, he said, buzz, buzz, and the employees inside said, that man's wearing a ski mask. I think I know where this is going.
My chinny chin chin.
He buzzed a few more times and finally gave up and left.
Oh.
But not before they got photos of his car and driver's license.
Yeah.
So
he's hiding a thermos, dude.
Yeah. Hold on. He didn't rob anything. What are you going to arrest him for? Being a ski mask?
Intent to rob.
No, you can't.
And it could be an attempt still.
No, he didn't do anything. He never even got inside. It's just a man in his thermos.
And his ski mask.
It's a cold day. Warm thermos.
Ski mask. Oh, my gosh. Those are all the stupid people we could find for today.
The Slacker Show. Alice 105.9.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not
outside of Cleveland.
You know,
think of the Browns outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.